Topic 12. Humans and their environment. Listen and think. Fish and mercury. Listen to the US newscast. Take notes and answer the questions below.
For someone who watches her diet as much as Wendy Morrow, the symptoms didn't make sense. I had fatigue and vertigo. I felt very weak. I could barely walk down the block, says Wendy Morrow. Why would someone who eats such a healthy diet feel so unhealthy? A few times a week, I was having fish. Whether it was once, or three times, or four times a week, says Wendy. What kind of fish? Swordfish, yellowfin, tuna, and sea bass. The highest mercury content fish sold at local markets, says Dr. Jane Hightower. Mercury enters the ocean through commercial pollution. It works its way up the food chain and goes into some of the most popular fish on the market. Wendy's doctor, Dr. Hightower, began testing dozens of her San Francisco Bay Area patients. All of her patients ate large amounts of fish. Many tested high for mercury in their systems. I was seeing hair loss, fatigue, muscle ache, headache, or just people complaining about feeling ill, Hightower said. The symptoms disappeared when Hightower reduced the amount of fish in her patients' diets.